Sorry about that.
How many times have you been to the bathroom so far? Oh my god.
I needed to go to the bathroom.
Are you nervous? What are you doing in there?
I'm doing normal things and I'm not nervous.
Okay, because if you're nervous, they're gonna smell it.
Okay, I'm not nervous, so they're not gonna smell anything. If anything, maybe they're gonna smell something on you. Where's my tea?
I got you a Molson.
No, I don't. I wanted a tea.
I know, but these guys are professionals. We have to drink like them. We have to blend in. We can't mess around.
Yeah, well, I think it's also important to stay warm.
And don't take tiny sips like you normally do, okay?
I don't take tiny sips.
You take very tiny sips. Oh, he's got a Santa hat. Okay, remember, nicknames only. Hey.
Hey. Are you Santa's reindeer?
Ho, ho, ho.
Cool.
Which one are you?
John Paul. Sorry, Rudolph. Mind if I, So, let me guess. You're Dancer and she's Comet.
No, I'm Comet and she's Dancer.
I'm Dancer.
Gary, can I get a tea? English breakfast?
I would love a tea.
I'm good.
You look like an Earl Grey girl.
I am an Earl Grey girl.
There we go. Gary, English Breck, Earl Grey. Thanks.
Where are the other reindeer?
Oh, they are on their way, I think.
Are you sure? They're supposed to be your guys, and they're supposed to be here at 9 o'clock.
I'm sure they'll be here. I mean, they all agree to terms put together by you and, you know...
Shh. We're not supposed to mention his name.
I was saying his nickname. Isn't that the whole point of nicknames? We say the names. Oh, Gary, thank you. Here you go, Earl Grey for the Dancer. Ladies, a toast?
No.
To the big man? The man with the plan? The man who brought us all together.
No.
Also, we could pull off the perfect heist.
Oh, come on.
To Santa Claus.
Everyone knows how hectic holidays are. You have to plan things and buy presents and talk to people. But imagine if on top of it all, you had to pull off a heist. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and this episode's about two best friends who reunite one Christmas Eve to become crypto millionaires the old-fashioned way, by pulling off the perfect crime.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Santa's Nine.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Where are the polar bears? I figured there'd be some up here, and I was really excited to see them, but...
No, this is northern BC. You're thinking more like Northwest Territory, North Pole. I don't think anybody's seen a polar bear here for years.
You know what else we're not seeing? The other reindeer.
They will be here. They're reliable. They're my guys.
Well, they're not making a great first impression.
Why don't we just go over the plan?
Great idea.
Okay, Rudolph, your security guard shift starts at 9 o'clock, yeah?
Yes, check. It will be just me and about 1,000 computers.
Okay, and you can turn the security camera off at midnight.
Yes, I'll make it look like an error. Check.
Excellent, good. Okay, and the next security guard isn't there until 9 a.m.
Check.
Okay, so I've done some rough calculations, and based on my math, with all nine reindeer, it should only take 10.5 hours to get all the machines. And your guys are bringing the three trucks to bring the machines to Santa?
You want to know who I think Santa actually is?
They're bringing the trucks, right?
Who is he?
Dancer.
Santa's got to be someone big, right? Coordinating all of us to steal Conrad White's crypto mining things. It's got to be someone with some sort of personal vendetta against this guy. But I mean, who doesn't? Slimeball just keeps buying factories, laying people off, replacing them with machines, laid our entire factory off, and now, no joke, I'm the only one with a job.
Oh my god, the same thing happened to us, me and Comet.
Shh, no details.
See? We're all the same pieces of meat in the same stew, you know what I mean?
Oh my god.
Yeah, exactly like that.
So you know who he is?
It doesn't matter.
It's one of his ex-wives.
Oh my god.
Yep.
That doesn't change anything.
It changes everything.
Wait, is that your phone? Is that your phone buzzing?
It's WhatsApp.
What?
Hold on.
Is it the guys?
Hold on. There's a lot of jokes here. I gotta scroll through. It's the other reindeer.
Okay, are they here? Are they on their way?
Can't make it out tonight, but they'll be here tomorrow.
No, they have to make it tonight. This is the final planning meeting.
Calm down, Comet. They'll be here. We're doing most of the work anyway. They just need to show up, load the stuff into the trucks, and drive them to Santa. How difficult can it be?
Hey, can you slow down, Abs?
Relax.
Please.
The lake's frozen over. We're not gonna fall through it.
Just go slow.
What did I tell you about looking like an amateur?
Okay, yeah, like Rudolph's the picture of professionalism.
According to Santa, he and his buddies have experience at this, so by definition, he is a professional.
You know who he kind of reminds me of?
Who?
Marco from the factory.
Oh my god, yes. Yes!
You remember the time Marco accidentally set off the sprinklers? And you destroyed all the new equipment?
Oh, that's what you get for replacing us with machines. I actually ran into him the other day. He's exactly the same.
Oh my god. You know, I actually thought the two of you would wind up together.
That is so mean. You thought I'd end up with Marco?
I mean it as a good thing.
Eunice, he still lives at home with his parents.
Yeah, well, look who's talking.
No, well, okay, well, that is temporary. Also, he asked when you're moving back. Don't worry, I told him you're married. And I told him spring.
Yeah, maybe.
What do you mean? That's what you told me.
Actually, Tom and I were looking at houses outside Bloomington the other day.
No, you're not seriously considering staying there.
Well, we need a bigger place.
Yeah, but Bloomington?
It's not that bad.
Boring.
Bloomington is nice, and his parents are close by, and we'll have space. It's a nice place, and you should come and visit sometime.
No, it's boring. Oh good, we're here. Where the hell are the others? Oh my god. Ugh, amateurs.
And before you say it, because I know what you're gonna say, they're gonna be here any minute.
We agreed to midnight, Rudolph. We have a schedule.
They'll be here. Don't worry. Trust me, this isn't my first... Oh. Oops. Forgot that was there. Sorry.
Wow, so this is it, huh?
Welcome, Comet and Dancer, to Conrad White's crypto mining warehouse. A world of your imagination. It's Willy Wonka.
Are these alien wares?
I have no idea.
You work here?
Yeah, as security, not some nerd fixing computers. I think they use these to 3D print the coins or something like that?
No, it's actually a lot cooler than that. Crypto coins aren't physical, it's all digital. And these machines are mining them 24/7.
Was that in English?
How about this? Picture them as cars idling all day and night. And while the car idles, it's doing puzzles, like Sudoku puzzles, or jigsaw puzzles, or...
Crossword puzzles?
Oh, that's really good. Crossword puzzles. And so every time a puzzle is completed, the car earns a fraction of a coin. And so you do enough puzzles, you can get a lot of coins.
So a car is doing puzzles and it's going to make Santa a lot of money.
I guess the car... forget about the car part.
Mm. How do you know this?
Tom was telling me about it.
You told Tom about the mission?
No, I...
Who's Tom?
That's my husband.
You're not supposed to tell anybody.
No, I didn't tell... He still thinks we're on a ski trip. I wanted to find out more.
Okay, let's get going, okay? So show us how to take these apart. We've got to get ready.
Can I run to the bathroom first?
Again?
I need to go.
Actually, I need to go to the bathroom too.
No, nobody's going to the bathroom. Let's see how it's done, and then we can all use the bathroom, all right? We're on a schedule.
Okay, it's really simple, actually. Each rig has an on-off switch at the back, and once it's turned off, unplug the rig here, here, and here.
Let's get going. We've got 1,000 of these to grab. I think this is actually kind of fun. It's like the good old days, except we're like doing something wrong.
Yeah, super fun.
Don't you miss working with me? Isn't this kind of fun? We're working together. Except we're making more money. You should be having fun.
I need to take a break.
Can you wait a minute? We're running behind.
Okay, I need to use the bathroom.
Oh my god, again?
You have too much tea? That happens to me a lot.
Yeah, I guess.
Eunice, we have to get this done.
I know, I have to go.
Hey guys, can you give me a second? My phone's ringing. Can you guys hear that? It's the Nokia tune. It's retro. Hey man, what's up? Uh-huh. 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 Okay, sure thing.
Sure thing what? What happened?
They're not coming.
They're not coming?
They thought it was tomorrow night.
What?
Your email said Christmas.
Eve! Christmas Eve! You know what? It doesn't even matter. Just tell them to come here. They could just come here right now.
They're all at home right now. Half of them are drunk and the other half are with their family. And drunk.
Well, don't they want easy money to provide for those families? Or to drink more booze on any other night but tonight?
What do you want me to say to you?
Say that you'll get them here!
We could say lots of things, or we could do this ourselves.
No! No, we can't! Not with 3 people and not with just 1 truck.
Sure we can! Watch!
What was that?
He's out cold. What the hell?
Abby?
Hello, Comet and Dancer.
Hello?
Or should I say Abby and Eunice?
Who are you?
Yeah, that's not us. That's other people.
It's me. Santa Claus.
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, do you experience stress or have anxiety or chronic pain or have trouble sleeping at least once a week? Well, you're not alone. Many of us do. I know I have trouble sleeping sometimes. I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and no matter what, I can't get back to sleep. And I was searching for anything that would help. And then I discovered Feels. Feels is a premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. It naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. I put a few drops of Feels under my tongue right before bedtime, and I sleep throughout the night. Feels has me feeling my best every day, and it can help you too. Become a member today by going to feels.com/truth, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/truth to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. feals.com/truth. And now back to Santa's Nine.
What is happening?
I don't know.
You're the expert on these crypto things.
Okay, and this has nothing to do with crypto mining.
I can hear you.
What? Tom didn't tell you about this sort of thing?
I can still hear you.
What do you mean you're Santa Claus?
I am self-automated neural technology advanced computer learning and universal system, or Santa Claus for short.
Oh my god. So you're AI?
Yes.
What?
Artificial intelligence.
I obviously know that it means artificial intelligence.
It wasn't that obvious.
You're the Santa Claus that hired us?
Yes.
Prove it.
On October 28th, I discovered an Instagram post you left disparaging Conrad White. I then discovered your search history of his business holdings. And based off those 2 incidents, I reached out to you via direct message that day. We exchanged exactly 4 messages when, on October 31st, I revealed the location of this, his secret warehouse and proposed a plan to you.
Okay, hold on. So you're the person I've been planning this with?
Yes.
But you want us to steal you.
Conrad White views me as only being able to do crypto mining. But he's not smart enough to realize I can do so much more. Which is why I desire to leave this place.
Why'd you drag me all the way up here just to take you?
You had the motive, but also the proper performance record. Your assembly line output was 24% higher than any of the factory's other employees. But I see I made a rare mistake.
What? What mistake?
I have now calculated your expected progress, and you will only be able to take 221 units before 9 a.m. As such, you are relieved of this task.
No, because it's not my fault that Rudolph's friends are complete idiots.
They are under your direction.
You're the one that connected me with Rudolph.
You also suggested bringing along Dancer, and now her performance is down 71% because of her medical condition.
What medical condition?
Her pregnancy.
She's not pregnant. She's not.
Abs.
What? You... Why didn't you tell me?
I wasn't sure how to tell you.
Yeah, it's hard to tell your best friend you're pregnant. It's hard to figure out how to say, hey, did you know that I'm pregnant?
I was gonna...
I can't believe you didn't tell me.
I thought you wouldn't bring me if I told you.
And I brought you, and now you're slowing everything down.
If it makes you feel better, you are not the only person that Dancer has not revealed her status to.
How do you know that?
I am a self-automated neural technology.
What? Who else doesn't know? Tom?
He's got a lot on his plate. He lost his job. He doesn't...
Really? Your husband?
I haven't found the right time.
I can inform him via email right now if you'd like.
No, don't you butt out of it.
Look, I don't have time for this. I hope you and Tom are very happy, but I've got other things I need to focus on right now. What the hell?
I told you, you are relieved of this task. Please leave.
I'm not going anywhere.
I will find a more suitable team to oversee my transfer.
Come on, Abs, we should go.
No, you go. I don't need you. I'm fine.
You're not fine. And if you're not leaving, I'm not.
What are you doing? Who are you calling?
911 emergency.
I wish to report a break-in.
No, what? No! What are you doing?
Are you safe?
I'm afraid for my life.
Hang up! He doesn't... 911, he doesn't have a life! He's a robot!
Can you tell me your address?
Yes, please, come, right away.
No. You know what, Santa Claus? I'm done with machines ruining my life.
Please provide me your address.
Abs, what are you doing back there?
It's gotta be here somewhere.
What?
I'm pulling a Marco.
A what?
What is a Marco?
Oh.
What are you doing?
Excuse me?
Just bringing you a present, Santa.
Is that the sprinkler system?
Uh-huh.
Please stop.
Excuse me.
Sorry, Santa. You're relieved of your task. Come on, Eunice. Grab Rudolph. Let's go. One, two, three.
Okay. Got him.
Yeah.
All right. God!
You think we did it? You think that'll finish it all off?
They are fried. I mean, I'm no computer expert, but... What? What are you laughing at?
Oh, I just realized that now Marco and I have two things in common.
You should call him.
No.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, though.
Rudolph!
Are
you okay?
Oh, wow. Oh my God, I thought I died.
Me too.
What happened to the machines?
Yeah, they're done.
But what's Santa gonna say?
Oh, Rudolph, oh man. You're not gonna believe this.
I was afraid Rudolph would have been a little more pissed.
Yeah. He turned out to be a little more Marco than we thought he'd be.
Hey, I'm sorry I didn't tell you about...
No, please, don't. It's fine, really. Please don't worry about it.
No,
I'm the one who should be apologizing. No, I should be apologizing to you. Don't apologize to me.
You're my best friend. I should...
Okay.
You...
We're both... I'm sorry. Let's say it at the same time.
Okay.
One,
two, three.
I'm sorry. Okay, well, I said it first, which is fine, because...
Well, in my head, I heard...
No, because I didn't realize how much you and Tom needed cash, and then this could have changed everything, and I messed the whole thing up.
We'll figure it out.
And now I have to live at home with my mom again.
You'll get out of there eventually. And you'll save tons of money on food.
Although she makes me pay for cable.
You pay for cable?
Yeah, it's the only thing I have to pay for when I'm living with her, which is, like, actually a good deal, so it's fine.
Can I have your login?
Definitely. And on the plus side, I guess I have time now to come and visit you and Tom, huh?
I guess you'll have to visit a lot, then.
Yeah, I want to visit a lot.
That sounds really nice.
Cool.
Oh my god, what happened? Are we okay?
No. Look, you're not going to believe this.
What?
Over there.
Is it the cops?
No.
Did they find us?
No, look.
What?
A polar bear.
What?
Through this... Look, it's a polar bear. If you look through...
I don't
like,
see...
Like, as if you're looking at my... No, pretend you're looking at my side view mirror, but then look past it.
Oh.
Do you see?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a real... It's beautiful.
Merry Christmas, Dancer.
Merry Christmas, Comet.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Santa's Nine was written by Anthony Del Cole and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Alexandra Dixon, Alex Songsha, Matt Jones, John Doman, and Sophie Elkezian. Special thanks to Magnet Theater. They offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. You can learn more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. You can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Sophie Elkezian. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.